Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast on this marvelous
Mother's Day.
That's it. I was waiting for you.
May 14th.
May 14th, marvelous Mother's Day. And happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers out there and everybody who even has maybe their mamas to cats and dogs. Anyway.
And we already sang to my mom.
Yes, we did. All right, today one of my favorite scriptures of do not be afraid. I love this. John 14:27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid."
Hallelujah.
Let that word go.
By the way, I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
I just dug right in, didn't I?
Happy Mother's Day to you, sweetheart.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, in the past week, more than 113 million Mother's Day cards have been mailed or personally delivered. Interestingly enough, that's 60 million more than will be sent on Father's Day. And, of course, none of this includes e-cards. But today we want to talk about four women on this Mother's Day. And a big surprise, Ruth is not one. However, Miss Annie Ruth, my mom, is. So I mentioned we sang Happy Mother's Day to her earlier this morning. And my mom told me that every day should be Thanksgiving and Christmas. And some years ago, I began treating her like, well, every day is Mother's Day. There's so many stories that I could tell you about what a great mom she's been to me. She's always believed in me and loved me unconditionally. But I'd like to tell you one little story. Recently, a woman came up to mom and said, "You don't know me, but you changed my life." The woman related how she'd been with someone who was sick and how my mom, chanced by the situation, without saying a word, just walked up to the woman, laid hands on her, prayed, and walked out of the hospital room. She told my mom, "That's the first time, you know, that she'd heard somebody be prayed for like that and experienced the firsthand power of God with somebody being healed." But that's my mom. She just turned 95, and she's taught the word for years.
And years and years and years. As well as individual studies and all kinds of people who come by the house.
And I can just tell you that no one can have a finer or more godly mom than Miss Annie Ruth.
Mm-mm.
The second woman we want to discuss is
Abigail, the wife of King David. That's who we named our daughter, our first daughter, was Abigail. 1 Samuel 25:3 says, "Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife, Abigail. And she was a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance."
Describes our Abigail.
Yes, it does. "But the man was churlish and evil in his doings, and he was from the house of Caleb." Abigail was placed in a tough situation, not of her choosing. No doubt that she was arranged with the marriage with Nabal because he had a large dowry to offer her parents in hand for this beautiful woman. Why else would a beautiful woman with good understanding marry somebody like Nabal, whose name means kind of...
knucklehead.
Well, close enough. But Abigail was wise, and she had good understanding. And not only that, God blessed her with a beautiful look. Abigail didn't fret or panic when she received disturbing news. Abigail took immediate action in difficult situations. These are all the attributes of Abigail. She understood the family finances and the value of giving. Abigail considered all the obstacles well to her plan and took action to minimize them. And Abigail understood honor and gave respect where it was due. Abigail didn't ignore or blame Nabal or anyone else for her problems. Abigail used her wisdom to point out the problems with David's intended plan. These are all the things that were in this. You need to read Samuel. 1 Samuel 25, it is a great story.
Chock full of wisdom.
That's right. And it shows the evidence of Abigail's wisdom because there was harm meant for her house, but she circumvented it. Abigail took her hands off the situation and trusted God to deal with Nabal, which he did. And Abigail found that right thinking and actions bring reward. We just strongly again encourage you to read 1 Samuel 25, the story of Abigail, and discover these 12, how potent these 12 points are.
Yeah, and we just want to shout out to her Abigail, who she and her husband Chris and three little sugars, are moving home from Israel in 17 days. Hallelujah. More about that later. The third woman we want to discuss is Rahab the prostitute. Joshua 2:11, New International Version. For the Lord your God is in heaven and above and on the earth beneath. Joshua 6:25, New International Version. But Joshua spared Rahab the prostitute with her family and all who belonged to her, because she hid the men that Joshua had sent as spies to Jericho. She lives among the Israelites to this day. Hebrews 11:31, New International Version.
She made the chapter of faith.
Yes, she did. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. Here are some life-changing turnaround things we should know about Rahab. One, she recognized the true God and took him for her own. Two, she was a woman of courage, even in the face of fear, facing the king's men. Three, Rahab was loyal to Israel. Four, she was faithful to her word. Five, Rahab risked her life for the lives of her family. Six, she was the mother of the Boaz and the great-grandmother to King David, as well as being in the direct lineage.
Lineage of David. Jesus.
Seven, Rahab earned mention in the Faith Hall of Fame. Fame, as you said.
Yeah, too early in the morning.
I know.
Point
needs
being.
Another one of your cup of coffee. Here's the point. Even if you messed up in life.
That's right.
Widely recognized as a sinner.
Okay.
God will allow you a life-changing moment.
Amen.
And take. I did a whole sermon on Rahab once. Amazing. Hallelujah. Let's get to the fourth woman. Hallelujah. The fourth woman. Well, before we do that, let's make some suggestions of what to do for something else that you can do on Mother's Day. First, if your mom is still living, call her, regardless of what your relationship has been with her in the past. If your mom never exhibited godly qualities, she made mistakes in the past, don't you make one. Call her on Mother's Day. You can't control what she does or has done, but you can control how the Christ in you would react.
Amen.
Jesus always forgave. How many times? 70 times 7. Should we do any less? Second, if your mom's passed away, find a widow in your church who may not have any children, and give her a Mother's Day card, even if it's homemade, or take her out to lunch. The best way to celebrate the memory of a godly mother is to bless someone else. And finally, if you're married, I suggest you make a list of the 31 things your wife does for you and the family that you seldom thank her for. I try to thank you, but I'm sure I don't do it enough. Make a point of taking her,
thanking her specifically.
On Mother's Day.
That's right.
All
for
she's
each
done.
One of the things that she has done. Think of that.
Hallelujah. And always give her compliments for her good attitudes, character qualities, habits, and talents. Hallelujah. On a personal note, the fourth mom I won't discuss is my fine wife, Beth. For whom I've been married 51 years, 2 months, and 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
I could fill pages with stories about you, honey. Stories that would warm not only your heart, but all hearts, stir faith because of who my wife, who you are in God.
Thank you, babe.
And the grace, dignity, and integrity, how you handle yourself. My wife has loved me unconditionally, even at times when it wasn't easy. She raised our children with godly direction and insight. But I want to tell you about the baby whose life she saved in Walmart when the child's mom and relatives panicked. I could tell you about how she moved 3 seats over on an airplane to introduce an older man to Jesus. I could tell you how when questions and problems arise in the lives of our children, it's mama's voice they want to hear. I could tell you how she's my best friend and wife that any man can have.
Thank you, baby.
So to you, my fine wife, happy Mother's Day, and I love you with all my heart.
Thank you, honey.
These things we've talked about for Mother's Day, make sure you do. Make sure you do something to reach outside your family.
Yes.
To be able to bless someone else that may have lost a spouse or, you know.
Just be by themselves.
That's it. That's it. But the truth of the matter is, we're never by ourselves.
That's right.
When we got the Lord.
Amen.
So to you, we'll say happy Mother's Day. Join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern for Rich Thoughts TV. You can go to HaroldHerring.com. Click the button that says Join Harold and Beth Sunday Night. You can go to YouTube. Search for Harold Herring. You can go to
Facebook.
What I was going to say. You can go to SavorConnect.
Mm-hmm.
SavorConnect.com.
Last two, you know, social media sites.
And then Facebook. Just search for at Brother Harold. And you can get them all 6 p.m. Just take your pick.
Amen.
Take your pick. Well, have a great remainder of Mother's Day. We're going to have a chance to eat with my mom and spend a little time talking about Jesus and our family.
Yes.
So until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.